Belinda and Penguin Random House Australia present this unabridged recording of The Champagne War, written by Fiona McIntosh and read by Katie Sobey. As the new year of 1910 moved closer to its second month, the world marvelled that there had been so few deaths in Paris when the River Seine rose more than 8 metres and flooded the city. The water didn't burst the banks, as many presumed. Instead, it took a more sinister path, rising up through the subway system and overflowing through sewers and any tunnel that its liquid tendrils could discover. Mother Nature, in her stealth, brought the city to its knees and covered its homes with her waters. And yet, she had warned them. Winter rainfall had been much higher than usual, and other rivers were showing signs of breach. Makeshift bridges had to be built to allow people to move around Paris, and some chose to row up and down its great avenues, even the Champs-Élysées. The atmosphere in the city felt almost carnivalesque. The scenes described and photographed for the rest of the world were surreal. In its gleeful rush to the sea, the River Seine took with it a restless highway of trees, furniture, and shopfronts amid a parade of possessions and the carcasses of animals caught unawares. It also took 3 people from the same family with the surname de Lancre. Sophie, its one member left behind, busy in Epernay while her family was in Paris and furiously regretting a chance to visit her favourite place on earth, the Opéra Garnier, these days never chose to recall the winter of 1910. Her mind, however, sometimes walked where her thoughts didn't want to travel. It was impossible to clean away her sorrow in the same way Paris had cleansed itself of the flood's repercussions. It had been 4 years of sadness since learning that her parents had been hauled dead from the muddy waters, but her brother, a gift from heaven, as her mother had called him, because she delivered him in her early 40s, had vanished into the swirling depths, never to be recovered. The passing of his life was a tiny event among the broadening drama, as more than 200,000 Parisians were made homeless over the day of the deluge. She'd never discovered what had actually happened to put her 3 beloveds in that muddy water, but she had to presume 10-year-old Olivier had perhaps fallen into the water and her father had leapt in to rescue him. Presumably her mother had tried to help, and they'd all perished with the ferocity of that water. None could swim, so their deaths, she knew, would have been panicked, but she hoped swift. The horror taunted her for long winters of loneliness, until the bright-natured vigneron Jérôme Meyer caught her elbow as she stumbled and changed her life as swiftly as the flood had changed her family's.